This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, my guests in the JPR studios are the Ballroom Thieves, Martin Early, Callan Peters, and Devin Mock. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to Oregon.
Thanks for having us.
The new record is called Dead Eye. It is out on United for Opportunity. Information is online at ballroomthieves.com. All right, going back half decade or so ago, the early days of this band, it was originally just a duo, if I understand correctly. Martin, you and Devin were college mates?
Yeah, we met in college. I was just a year ahead of him. I was doing a lot of singer-songwriter type stuff, which I describe to be just generally pretty awful. but Devin somehow saw something in it and started working with me and playing some drums for me and with me and started singing as well. And then after college, we kind of just started chasing this crazy dream of being musicians.
Well, and the drum thing was a little unusual, right? It wasn't actually a drum set.
Yeah.
Even from the outset.
Yeah, right off the bat, it was a djembe down on the ground, played with mallets and a stick. And at first, it was just based off of convenience size-wise in a dorm room. But after that, it kind of became, you know, one of our things.
But you weren't particularly into African drumming or anything when you started?
I was taking African drumming classes in college, which was why I had the djembes lying around. And I had played drums on, you know, like a normal human being with a drum kit for a while. But then I started hitting the djembes and that. Here we are today.
Well, there's this interesting thing going on right now in the Boston area of acoustic-based bands that include cello. And you guys are good friends with two of them, both Darling Side and Tall Heights, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Brothers
you all have
from
cello.
Other mothers.
On the earlier record, you started to include a little bit of cello to flesh out that record and get it released. And since that point, you have added a permanent cello member to the group who was not there in the early days, and that is Callie Peters.
Right.
How did the three of you come together?
I met Callie at an open mic night in Boston at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. And she was playing, and I was just really inspired by her style, and we had all the good vibes going, and we just happened to be looking for a new cellist at that time. And Cal was brave enough to join this band with two crazy dudes in it. And she had never sang before, and we forced her to sing, and she took that on as well. So that was just over 3 years ago.
So Stonehill did not really have a music program. You guys were just making music on the side, right?
So they do have a music program, but it's not a music school by any means. So it's not like something like Berkeley where Callie went. For me, at least, I wasn't in the program. And so for me, it was how I experienced music at Stonehill was by doing it myself and doing it with other people who were like-minded, and we set up a lot of things just ourselves outside of the official school programs.
Now, Callie, you went to Berkeley and came to it, if I understand correctly, from much more of a classical background.
Yeah.
Did you know when you got to Berkeley that you wanted to start doing some things that were not classically oriented, or did that decision happen once you got to Berkeley?
I knew before Berkeley. It's kind of why I chose the school. Or at the time, they didn't have a classical program at all. So I knew I didn't really fit into the classical world. I didn't really want to spend my life competing for a chair or practicing away in practice rooms for all the hours of the day. So I looked at Berkeley for something else.
Do you still play classical, like Bach cello suites and whatnot?
I can. I wouldn't say I'm amazing anymore.
It's not the middle of the concert Ballroom Thieves spotlight for you to whip out the Bach.
Maybe someday I'll get back to that point.
Well, what has joining these two done for you in terms of musicality? Devin mentioned that you started singing and you hadn't done that really before.
I think that's really the main thing. I never sang before. I always wanted to, and I didn't know if I could, so I didn't want to fail at it, so I just didn't even try. So that's really opened up a lot of things. I found it's a whole lot easier to sing your own songs, so I started writing as well. I don't think I would have started doing that without these guys pushing me that direction. So it's really changed everything. I'm a little less shy now. A little.
And you picked up the bass. So
that's right. I did do that.
Which we also take credit for. So
if you played that through an octave pedal, it would be a bass.
Oh, right. She's going to be doing that.
The Ballroom Thieves are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Dead Eye. Information at ballroomthieves.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
We'll play a song called Storms. It's one of the last few songs on the new record. Thank you.
Well, I said I am no evil man, and I paused as if convinced of what that meant. Well, I braced myself and faced my doubts, not surprised but unprepared for such an arduous descent. If I ever knew I loved you, it was then. I said, don't you hide your eyes from me. I will wreck your guesswork worries one by one. When they're buried in some deep, dark sea, you'll be mine, and so my mind, it's spun and spun. But it was over by the time it had begun. Ooh. Ooh. Said I will not chase these storms while our tongues gave all our wickedness away. And I said ours will be no hollow home. Though made of stone, these walls alone won't keep you safe. With each downpour we discover what it takes. Ooh. Set out with the morning sun. I'm alone and slow to gather up my leaves. Up in arms, if just to guard our thinning dreams. Carolina, Carolina, dare I say these words for. Speak unless I mean to. Someone told me all your sails were raised, so I stood upon the mooring of the bay, both eyes closed in hopes your colors haven't changed. Closed and hopes your colors haven't changed.
That is the Ballroom Thieves live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Dead Eye. Information at ballroomthieves.com. Martin Early, Callan Peters, and Devin Mock live in the studios today. The three of you have spent the last couple of years almost exclusively out on the road, to the point of not really having a home, putting stuff in storage. What has that transition been like?
It's definitely been rough in many ways, but also really great in a lot of ways too. So, yeah, it's been really interesting changing the lifestyle from, you know, being sedentary to being a nomad and not having a home and really not seeing your friends and family very often, and, you know, kind of the toll that takes on relationships back home and your own psyche too, as a human, you know, being constantly on the go and living out of a suitcase and different hotels every night and different couches and stuff. And, you know, it's definitely a big change, and that brings along with it a lot of different things. A lot of them are really good and positive, and then a lot of them are not so positive.
The newest bio on your website lays out some fairly significant issues the three of you have been dealing with over the last couple of years. Did that at some point threaten the band?
Absolutely. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what kinds of stuff? Just the stresses of being out on the road and trying to make it as a band, or?
It's more like being with other people, absolutely 24/7. We never escape ourselves or each other. It's all about the band all the time, and we're always together, which is great because we can lean on each other. But when you're tired from a few days and everything just keeps rolling over, you can't quite see that, and you can easily turn against each other, which we did from time to time.
How did you end up finding enough time to put together a new collection of tunes for a new record?
This record was the first one that was pretty much written from the road, and then we got off tour at the end of last year and went into the winter holiday season and got together and hashed the songs out before we hit the record or before we hit the studio for about a month and a half. But it was the first time we had sort of gone about the process in that way, writing from the road and you know, not having a home at 3 a.m. and a glass of bourbon and your own bed to kind of fall into after you write a song or something. So it's a developing process for us, but Deadeye came out of a lot of transitional times. So
now, do you guys have different personalities when you're on the long road trips? Do you, one of you, Callie, I believe you zone out and look out the window at that, the passing geography. Who does the driving generally?
Right now, Devin and I do most of the driving, which we enjoy. I usually like that time. But yeah, we all have different personalities. Dev's a little more outgoing. He's our social butterfly. And Cal's less so. She's a antisocial butterfly. And I'm somewhere in between, maybe straying more towards the antisocial.
Do those miles go by in quiet, or are you listening to other people's music or creating ideas of your own?
We listen. We do a lot of different things. Martin's really into podcasts. All of us, we listen to a lot of music on the road, a lot of our peers. Who are out there road dogging it, doing the same thing that we are. People like Tall Heights, Darling yeah. Side, folks that I know y'all are familiar with. But yeah, we talk a lot. We get into deep, crazy discussions, especially in, you know,
these trying
political times. And yeah, I mean, we drive so much, so we're always trying to switch it up and find inspiration somewhere.
That being said, there are times where there's no music for hours and it's just quiet. And often when we're in places like Oregon and Washington where the scenery is just breathtaking, there's no need for a soundtrack. You just kind of, you know, enjoy it.
Well, I know you guys are here on a day off. Are days off a luxury when you're out on the road, or are they troublesome because you like that routine of getting to the next town, playing the next date?
Sometimes they can be tough only because our day off will turn into a driving day, which actually is really not a day off at all.
The Ballroom Thieves are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record just out is called Deadeye. Information at ballroomthieves.com. All right, what do you guys want to do next?
We'll do the very first song off the record. It's called Peregrine, like the falcon.
I'm leaving here tomorrow. For a place I don't exist. Where I claim to burn my sorrows. My heart don't beat the heavy. I fold my worries over. And light him up under your moon. And now let wings sprout from their shoulders. So they can worry me all the way back to you. You know I don't mean to upset you. My windy words.
on an island set to perish or be rescued. I'm not espoused to either. Well, that day, even the sun was afraid of you. And the way you carry so you saluted every ghost you've ever prayed to, and then buried it where bones are buried. As our grief falls flat and hollow, upon a billion blooded sea, all our worst ideas are borrowed. You do and don't belong to me.
That is called Peregrine. It's music from the Ballroom Thieves, the lead-off tune from their brand new record called Deadeye. Information on the trio at ballroomthieves.com. What is the significance of Deadeye for this new record?
It's a piece of an old ship. So it's this piece that you run the lines through for the sails, and it's not used as much anymore because it used to be, you know, made out of wood, and now there's different rigging. But the reason why it's called a Deadeye is because it's modeled after a sheep's skull, and we just thought that, along with the whole sharpshooter definition of the word, kind of made sense for us with the record. There's a lot of nautical imagery on the album. If you know anything about our music, then you know that that's a thing. we stumbled upon it, and we kind of researched it a little bit, and we figured it was a good name. Mm.
The songwriting seems like it is much more of a collaborative effort now than really at any time in the band's history. Do each of the three of you bring songs to the table?
Right now, Callie and I do most of the initial songwriting, so we'll bring kind of the bones of a song to the group, where we'll have guitar and a vocal line, a melody ready to go, and then we all work on harmonies and we all work on arrangement, and the song kind of fleshes itself out from there. So.
And Devin brings the thunder.
Exactly. Sweet. Well said.
You guys chose to release this one yourselves.
We did.
And a little early. I mean, it was not that long after the last. Why? Why was it so important to get this record out in the fall?
A lot of the reasons that we've discussed in our bio and just some of the real things that the band's been going through over the last year and a half inspired a lot of those decisions in different ways. We felt like the album was inspired by a time that we were trying to get through and past. Mm. And one of the best ways for us to do that for ourselves, whether it was the best career or business move, was to allow that record to live in this year and try to move forward. And that, coupled with the fact that we're really inspired by friends of ours who have done independent releases, and there's a lot of benefits to that. There's also, you know, obviously you miss out on some aspects of having a label involved, but it's something that we've been inspired by and felt like we were good candidates to take that on, along with the story, and we have a very passionate team. We just we felt it was the right move. It needed to come out now, and that's how we wanted to do it.
You guys are certainly no strangers to the West Coast. I first saw you at Sisters Folk Fest a couple of years ago.
We love Sisters.
This time around, you are playing some towns that you have not previously played, mm-hmm. right? Redding, California, for one, right across from the Cascade Theater. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, I think, was on the tour routing this time around. What has the reception been like in 2016 for the Ballroom Thieves on the West Coast?
It's been awesome. We didn't know what to expect, especially in California. We played LA and San Francisco for the first times on this tour in Redding. And honestly, better than we ever could have expected. That we knew we had some friends and fans out here that were waiting for us patiently, and the fact that they have stuck with us over the years and just kind of spread the word amongst themselves, it really paid off, and we had some really neat nights with the folks in California. Looking forward to heading north, where we have played a bunch in Oregon and Washington, and yeah, there's a good spirit with the fans up here that we can't wait to reconnect with everybody. So,
well, on most nights, Callie, you are the string section. But at least on one occasion, you were joined by a whole bunch of others, the Maine Youth Rock Orchestra.
Yep.
You guys recorded a really beautiful video for Bury Me Deep with this group, and it just adds another, 20-some-odd people to the forces of Ballroom Thieves. What was that project like, and how did it come about?
Well, that was actually the... We became friends with the man who started the group, Kevin Oates, a couple years ago, and... he's just a really passionate guy who's interested in fusing the youth with who are playing instruments that are typically classical, you know, classically used, and helping them realize that you don't need to go down the classical route, kind of like what Callie did. Yeah. You can do whatever you want with a cello, with a viola, with a violin, whether that's Bach or rock. So
Or Mach.
So we got connected with him a few years ago, and he's got a wonderful group of about 30 students. And we were lucky enough to string together this tour earlier this year, and Callie was able to help out a lot with arranging and just, you know, giving these kids a level of confidence and seeing that you can do this. You don't need to be a first chair or last chair or doing anything you don't want to. If you want to go up there and be a rockin' woman on stage that's just doing her thing, you can do that.
Well, one of the things that struck me about that video is that, Callie, there you are, no cello. You're literally just sort of standing there. And I know for a lot of instrumentalists, to not have that security blanket of the guitar or the cello or whatever it is that you play in your hands can be a little unnerving.
Absolutely. It was. I got used to it pretty quick, but it is funny. You don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, it is a little odd, right? There's a song by Juliet Hatfield, I Don't Know What to Do with My Hands.
That's
sort of the feeling when do you put them in your pocket? Do you fold them?
I find myself twiddling. It's not the greatest, but there's nothing else to do.
Now, are you guys still driving the chariot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Respect. I love that you know her name.
What is the odometer at this point?
248 we just hit. Oof, we bought it at 89,000 with 89,000 miles 2.5 years ago. She's treated us well, but she's packed to the brim. If there's anyone out there in the radio world who is interested in loaning a few thieves a van, we're in the market. So
Or donating or anything like that. If you have an old tour bus and you just can't wait to get rid of it. We're your
really
people.
Maybe we can help make that happen. The word's been put out. The Ballroom Thieves are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Martin Early, vocals and guitar today. Callan Peters on cello and vocals, and Devin Mock on vocals. The new record is called Deadeye. Information is online at ballroomthieves.com. Will you do one more for us?
Yeah, sure. This last one's called Blood Run Red, and it's a nice little ditty about shooting your husband.
Oh, you got me running. When my husband left me, he fled in the dead of night. Still clean out of sight. Roll me a line, said she done better than I'd ever been. I got the gun and a silver bullet, can't stop my diamond ring. saw her golden smile. Used me up, left me for dead, so let my heart go wild. Bones went dark, so sharp, black crow shook her wing. I got the gun and the silver bullet, cast off my diamond ring. Oh, on a stone of gray, my soul steeped in sin, but I won't forget the day, like a sailor and I will sing. I got the gun and the silver bullet. 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 Stop my diamond ring.
That is the Ballroom Thieves live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record just out is called Deadeye. Information is online, ballroomthieves.com. Martin Early, Callan Peters, Devin Mock. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.